How much do you spend on food? This food that you spend your money on, is it healthy? By healthy, I don't necessarily mean the salads, the bland meals and smoothies, because we covered that already on episode number 4 when we were discussing the criteria and the questions that people should be asking themselves while deciding if a diet is healthy for them. One of the questions was, is it nutritious? So let me paraphrase my question. The food that you spend your money on, is it nutritious? I hear the answers, but they're also coming with a lot of excuses, or rather concerns. So hold up, I will clarify that. Yes, we all know that as good as nutritious might sound, nutritious can be expensive. This is why on this episode you will be learning the tips on how to eat well on a budget. So stay with me. This is Before Seeing the Doctor with Deborah Nin. Hello, amigos. What's up? What's good? What's happening? How was your previous week? How was your weekend? I hope you're doing great. So welcome once again on this podcast, Before Seeing the Doctor. If you're returning, I'm assuming it's because you found the contents to be of value to you. And I am just grateful. I just want to be here and appreciate you for being here, because you motivate me and inspire me and keep me grounded and increase my creativity level and productivity level. So thank you. Thank you so much. As we can see, we are now on our 6th episode, and I'm so excited for what's ahead of us. So many good things are coming. So stay tuned. You're gonna love it. You're going to learn a lot of things. You're going to meet a lot of other people, and we will be exploring other topics of food. As we know, on our last episode we discussed the food labels, and as I promised that the next episode will be all about helping you how to stay healthy and eat healthy at affordable pockets, you know, pocket size. So here we are going to discuss these tips. And before anything else, I just wanted to mention that you know, health is not a destination, it's a journey, and you cannot just expect to wake up one morning and feel like, okay, I am healthy. It's a process that gets you there. Trust me, everyone you see on the road has some health concerns. Could be minor, could be major, but that's our body. The best we can do is to support it with its self-healing process. So from the food labels, you probably already saw how the way that a product was produced or brought to life, it could have a lot of impact on your health. But we know also that these healthy foods or healthy prepared foods can be expensive, you know. For example, before people farmed in smaller areas, but now it's all about business, so they would use this the pesticides to kill the bugs and, I don't know, weeding and all that, just to make sure that they can produce as much products or as much food as possible for the business. And these pesticides might not really be good for us, or the hormones induced in animals like chicken and all that not only affects the flavor but can also affect our health. So how can we have the healthy food without breaking a bank? Let's discuss that. So number one, what you really need to do before actually going to a shop, you need to plan. You need to plan what you want to eat. You cannot expect to be at the shop and be like, oh, I see that, I want that. Otherwise, you might end up getting everything that you cannot cook or you might not like, you know, or it's probably not healthy. So you need to plan what you want to eat, how, and all of that. And then make a list that you will follow while you're at the shop. And then if you can find some coupons for certain stores, it will be helpful too. So you can shop for a similar thing at a cheaper price because of a coupon, right? Okay, so you have your plan and you want to go to a shop. Remember, do not shop while hungry, okay? Because if you're hungry, you're probably going to buy things based on your hunger and not what you exactly need, or you'll be driven by other things, really. So if you do not have enough time to prepare an actual meal, you can take a yogurt or have a snack like a protein bar or something just to fuel you enough to think properly while you're at the shop. All right. And now that you are at the shop, so here are the tips to help you be able to pick the right things and not and affordable ones. So number one, as you enter the shop, stick to the perimeters. The things at the center of the shop can be more expensive, can be into smaller pieces, and you know, maybe they're like going to expire soon, so they're just selling them out, but you're trying to look for the quality stuff, right? So try and stick to the store's perimeter on the sideways. That's where you find the whole food, you know. Number two, try and buy the whole foods, okay? That takes us to point number two. So you know, the food can be chopped into smaller pieces and then be sold for more cents or more dollars or whatever the currency you are using. So the best way to do is get the whole food. For example, if you're going to get cheese, you'd rather get the whole block of cheese rather than shredded cheese. And then you do the work yourself. You shred it yourself at home. Number three, we all want protein, and protein is very essential for our body. If you're working out, you need a lot of proteins to heal the muscles and bring them back to their shape and their strength and help them grow as well. So most of protein can be found in animals, but you know, meat can be expensive as well. So you might want to buy the plant-based protein, for example, beans. These are inexpensive, and yet you get the same essential amino acids that you do need. Next, try and shop for the local or seasonal products. Things that did not have cost of transport coming to you, and things that, you know, are available at that particular season. They tend to be less expensive compared to things that are off season or fetched from really far. Next, well, you might want to switch to, organic food is very expensive, right? So it's not necessarily for you to get the organic if you cannot afford that, but you can try and read if the food or that product has fewer pesticides. so you can compare, as you have a lot of options there. You can just see the one that has fewer mentioned, then you would go for that, and it will be close to organic until you can afford organic. Next, check the frozen foods. So frozen food is as good as, you know, I don't know, any other food. You don't really need, I mean, you might not be able to afford the fresh ones. And besides, if food is frozen, it gives you control over how much portion you want to use, and then keep the other one for later, because you still don't want to be throwing things into waste. So you might take the frozen chicken, some frozen berries, for example. You can use them for your oats or smoothies. They are still fresh. They are still, I don't know, they will still be with the same nutritious value in them. So there's nothing wrong with that. It's just them being frozen to slow down their process of decaying. Next, buy in bulk. All right, if you find something in sales, or just generally things like rice, it's cheaper when you buy it in bulk rather than getting it in smaller quantities. But try and get things that don't expire quickly, or they don't have the short shelf life. So like dried fruits, the nuts, the oats, chia seeds, things like that can last longer. Next, compare the store prices. So this again comes like when you're deciding to get a coupon as well. You can, you already know probably by now that if I go to this store, it's more expensive. The same thing that I can find this store would be cheaper in another store. So you can compare that, and it will be easier for you to know where to shop next time. Next, compare the unit prices. Different brands have different packagings and different quantities they put in there. So what you can do is hold two products, same products of different brands, and see, okay, the ingredients here and here, where do I get more or where do I get less? The quantity, this is 200 grams, but this one is 150. And how much is this? So you get to compare, and then you can pick what can work for you. If you stick to these tips, I believe to some extent your budget will be at ease. Let's go on a break, and I will come back and finalize with you. Yeah. Chia seeds has been known in stabilizing blood sugar, muscle building, weight loss, boosting metabolism, strengthening the bones and immunity, as well as slowing the aging signs, leaving your skin looking radiant, glowing and healthy, all because of its antioxidants property, anti-inflammatory properties, its rich in fiber, calcium, magnesium, iron and other minerals. While Zanchi chia seeds sells them at a very reasonable price, they still give you chia seeds that are GMO-free, organic, gluten-free, vegan, and raw. Check them on their Instagram page. They go by the name ZANCI.chiaseed. I repeat, ZANCI.chiaseeds. You can thank me later. You now can shop for your groceries on an application called Snoonu. What Snoonu offers you is a selection of so many grocery stores. You just pick and they will deliver it to you. Once you use my code NIN30, I repeat, NIN30, then you get a delivery fee off and you maximize your chances to win up to 20,000 Qatari riyal. we're back. So those were the tips for smart shopping, but let's be honest. People can buy food, but people can also throw food, you know? So how can we be smart at home? Number one, I would recommend that you cook at home. Yes, restaurant food might sound good, but I'll tell you why home cooking is the best. First, the food at home is prepared with love. I think you have noticed already that the food that's cooked at home has a different taste and a different vibe or a different energy compared to the one in the restaurant, because the one at home was prepared with love. That's why so many people will say mom's food's the favorite or mom's food's the best, because it was prepared with love. But a chef in a restaurant is probably working under pressure, meeting some deadlines and timelines given by the boss or something like that. And not every chef would be happy doing what they're doing. So you don't really know also what's going into your food. You only see it when it's already on the plate. But once you're at home, you have power to control what goes on your plate. But on top of that, the cost of home meal that could feed the whole family would probably be the same as feeding two people or two heads in a restaurant. So you'll be saving money as well. Next, try and cook large portions. If you can do meal preps, better, but if you cannot, you can do meal portions, let's say cook once, eat twice. And then the leftovers, you make use of them. Don't throw them away. Be creative. Challenge your inner creativity and do something about the leftovers instead of throwing them away. If you're working in a place that doesn't provide food, you can always pack your lunch, okay? So pack your lunch and you'll be saving some cents that you could be spending in the nearest fast food. So you get to eat healthy while you're also saving your pockets. All right. There is one more thing you could do. If you have space and you have time, you can always grow your own produce. Let's say a garden of tomatoes, or I don't know, anything that you might think it's easy, because it's cheaper getting the seeds, and then you will learn how to grow your own products or your own produce, and you have control over if you want the insecticides or pesticides, and you would have an idea of how much was used on these products. So it's easier, and it's also it can be a hobby. It can be a very transformative experience. So why not, if you do have time and you do have space? Yeah, that's about it, guys. But I want to stress on one thing, that everything I mentioned, it doesn't mean that each point can work for everyone. So everyone is different. Everyone has different lifestyles. So whatever works for you, do that. For example, for me, I cannot cook in large portions because I travel constantly. And if I do that, I'll just throw food. So it's wiser for me to cook smaller portions and even to shop for smaller portions based on my availability, you know? So experiment and see what you like. And I would like to hear from you. You probably have more tips you would like to share. Please comment on our Instagram page. We now have one, Before Seeing the Doctor. Or if you have any questions, you can DM me directly at my Instagram, Deborah Nin, DeborahNin. There's no full stops, there's no underscore, it's just that. I'll be more than happy to connect with you guys. Take care, and I'll be seeing you again on Monday. Bye-bye.